East Coast Breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Stepping up with power, passion and pure authenticity from the heart of Durban, South Africa. She's not just running the content game, she's running the comrades, man. She's the Women's Health South Africa cover star who turned heads and broke molds. The creator who went from corporate to courage, from Mr. Price to viral spice. Put your hands together for the fearless, the funny, the fire starter of the timeline, the one and only Caitlin Vukani Jomi.
How's it?
I'm so good, guys.
How's the intro? Best you had, eh?
Yeah,
it is. I'm so excited. So, Caitlin, we're going to get straight into it, right? Most of everybody probably knows you already from Instagram or TikTok, and we want to find out everything about your journey because you're doing your second Comrades, which is amazing. But before we get to that, there's something on the show we do with all of our guests, and you just got to get straight into it. There's no prep. We're going to do a round of quick fire questions. First answer that comes to your head, you answer.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to play?
Okay, yeah,
let's do this.
All right. What's the one thing you'd ban from Durban immediately?
Yay, guys.
that's how this works. You can't think about it. Go, plastic straws.
Okay, yeah. I have litter in the ocean.
Litter.
Yeah,
ooh,
yeah,
okay.
Litter in the ocean.
Okay, who's the one person that must like your Instagram post or else it ruins your day?
I'm in a serious relationship, so it has to be my man.
Yay.
Okay, which is worse, losing your phone or your eyebrows?
Eyebrows.
Do you prefer early mornings or late nights?
Early mornings.
Okay,
what's the first thing you get up to in the morning?
Open my eyes, open the curtains, put on some jams and a cup of coffee. Coffee.
What is something you will never do again, but you're glad you did it once?
Guys, I don't know, eh? Oh my gosh. I've never done skydiving, but I'll never do it again.
Oh.
If never, I had to do it.
I'll take you skydiving.
Well, with Darren.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll never do it again.
Okay, so that's a follow-up question.
Follow-up question.
What would you rather do once and never have to do again? Skydiving or swimming with sharks?
Swimming with sharks.
Yeah. I find the sharks, seeing as Jaden is so chilled.
I would probably die before.
And they cramp now. You saw like sharks cramp.
Sharks cramp.
They
lie on their back.
They just cramp and they wink.
So are you talking about the sharks in the
field? Sharks. Sharks.
Well, I said sharks.
I was just said sharks.
There was no specificity.
It wasn't very specific.
All right. So digital content creator Caitlin Hood, she's joining us today ahead of her second Comrades Marathon. I don't know what's crazier. The person that decides I'm going to run the Comrades or the person that says I'm going to do it again. Caitlin, I don't know if you know this, but it's this weekend.
Really?
It's now. It's upon us on Sunday.
No way, guys. I really thought it was like next week.
No! So you ran your first one?
Yes.
What about that entire process? Because I'm sure that made you go, hey, let's do this again.
You know what? If I'm very honest, I'm just doing this year to balance it out. Because if you do one, you have to do another one. And I'm generally just doing it to balance it out.
That's how they trap you. You see, that's how they trap you. No, well, if you do the up, you have to do the down.
Yeah,
if you can do one, why not do another?
And if you do two, you got to do five.
Yeah, it's number 99. You have to do 100.
Yeah. Yes. It was actually my last one. Now it's like if you're doing this one, you have to do the 100 years one.
Yeah.
It's like
why not, right? So I want to ask you, what was the most difficult part going through the first Comrades Marathon last year? Because there are people that are doing theirs for the first time this year. We want to share some advice.
The entire Comrades journey is challenging, like from the training to the actual day to recovery afterwards. But I would definitely say for me, my most difficult part was overcoming like mental restriction. Mm. And that's the reason I did Comrades in the first place. It was really to push my own limits internally so that I could live a life that really makes me happy. So that's what I found challenging last year, and I think a lot of people, the mental challenge is a really, really big one.
So do you find that helps you, like, so if you find something that's that daunting in your everyday life, you go, this is not a thing, I finished the Comrades?
Yes. I actually read something this morning which fully aligned with the way I live my life. And it was, if you consistently put yourself up to something that expands you, challenges you, it becomes like almost like a drug that you just want to do all the time. It becomes less scary. And last year, I set my little phrase for the year was, I can do hard things.
Yeah.
And I carried that with me through every moment. Like, as soon as anything started getting hard, I was like, I can do hard things. I can overcome this. And for Comrades, when I had initially signed up for my first Comrades, I paid for that race and I was like, okay, my money is here. I'm not wasting this money. I'm going head into the water. And yeah, it just, it makes it, you have to commit to it.
Now, let's talk about the race, right? So the second one, I think it's a two-part question. Is it harder or easier doing the second one? And the nice thing is, if you go on the Comrades website, I have your time here. Caitlin Hood, I got your race number. Everything is there. So the time here, you finished with about 10 minutes to spare, 30 minutes. What is the goal of this time? They say it's easier, obviously, running down. Is that true?
Have you heard? No, guys. Okay. That is the biggest lie.
No one here knows, so you're the expert.
I found the uprun so much easier than the I only did the route tester, of course, for downrun. But the first half, like, we did the route tester was to Hillcrest. I was like, what the heck? It is not easier. I promise you, it is not easier going down. But don't let that scare you. I don't want that to scare you. It's just, Peter Maritzburg starts with all those hills, and then there's all the little hidden hills within the route until you get to Hillcrest and then Downfield Hill.
There's a burn in a different place, I suppose. So if you're going uphill, it would be sort of upper thighs, and then going downhill, it would be your shins and your calves. Does it burn?
Running down is
everything painful.
Running down is a lot of knees, and I found that, like, with training, my hamstrings were also like the point of like a lot of contractions, and then it's like, okay, need to not let that cramp. Whereas running up last year, I cramped up going past Kersney High School. Kersney Boys. I literally was like running up my quads. I could see them bulging, and I was like, what the heck is this?
And you're still so far.
Yo, guys, it wasn't even halfway.
So are you brave enough this year to give yourself a goal time?
No, I don't run Comrades for to win or to come in a certain position. It's really just a challenge for me, and love the community that comes from the training leading up to Comrades to on the day. Like, last year I met so many people along the way, and then months down the line we found each other in supermarkets or on social media again, and really just connected on those moments that we shared on the road. So that's really what Comrades is for me.
Nice.
Well, you are an inspiration. I'm sure there's many people listening to you right now going, maybe next year. Sky and I missed it. We keep missing the...
qualify, but they miss the deadline to enter.
Shame.
I smell excuses. But they're both athletes, though.
No, Caitlin, I'll do one before Darren. I don't know if Darren does, but I'll
Okay, Sky, I'm going to keep you accountable.
No,
100%. One thing about me, I will hold you accountable.
She will. And she'll do it to, like, hundreds of thousands of
people. Publicly, I'm going to call you out.
Oh, damn it.
Digital content creator legend, Caitlin Hood, you are added to our list of people that we're going to be following for this year's Comrades Marathon. We can't wait to follow your progress. All the best, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, and all the best to everyone else running Comrades.
When you're done, you've got to come back.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
Give us more advice.
Yeah, we get first interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.